I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Michael Yan, my colleague, war correspondent, is in southernmost Panama at a stopping place called Tenosi. And he spent the day observing the Cenafront, the Border Patrol of Panama, processing through migrants emerging from the jungle. Now, Michael, let's reverse course and imagine what's ahead of them. The army is providing them provisions to cook for themselves and shelter. But they do not want them to stay in Panama. So where do they go from here? Once they're processed, identified, where do they take them?
That depends on numerous things. For instance, if a woman is pregnant, they're going to keep her until she has the baby. If she's in an advanced stage or she becomes pregnant to an advanced stage in one of the camps, they're going to keep her until she has the baby. And then they're going to keep her until they feel that the baby is old enough to travel. And by the way, if a baby is born here, it's like the United States. It's a Panamanian citizen.
Right, right.
And so that causes some problems. So if in that case, they may get held up. And often the husband will keep going forward. Now, if it's somebody that's a criminal or whatever, they may be detained. Otherwise, they will be cared for. They'll get medical attention. They'll have food. And then they have to pay for their own bus ride up to Costa Rica. But if they don't have it, they will get a free bus ride up to Costa Rica, where they are out processed out of Panama and then taken into Costa Rica. And the process begins again. Then the next stop is Nicaragua. And it continues like this on north.
Let's say to Panama. I saw one young man. I saw a lot of young men. They didn't look like they were traveling with families. They looked singular. Are those young men... do those young men believe that they can cross into America, cross the Mexican border? Do they all express their confidence that once they get to the border with the U.S., they'll get into the U.S.?
I would say a huge number of them don't have any idea what the next steps are, because there's no Lonely Planet guidebook that tells people what to do. But clearly, with each different ethnic group, for instance, the Haitians, they have their own grapevine that they get information from. For instance, one Haitian family that I'm tracking, they communicate with other Haitians on things like WhatsApp and Telegram, and that's how they share information. Indians do the same thing. So people from different countries, the Cubans do the same thing. So they'll have their own little
communications network. That makes sense. You spoke with one of the commanders of the Cenafront. You said he was number three in the area. What did you learn from him?
Interesting. He's not actually authorized to do an at-length interview, so we didn't go into much detail because I have to ask permission, but he was able to say a few things. For instance, I asked the condition of people coming out, and he said terrible. The conditions are quite bad, just every sort of thing, including death. And also the numbers, he said, are increasing dramatically, about 7,000 since in the last 3 months. So he says the numbers are increasing dramatically, which I can see that. Everybody's saying that, and I can see it with my own eyes. That, for instance, I was at this camp about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, and now the camp is just bursting at the seams compared to what it was last time I was here.
So he said that the flow is increasing. His task, it's to process people. Is it to keep people from crossing into Panama? At any point, does he turn people back? For example, if they're armed, or if they're young men, or if they look like they're combatants, does he turn them back?
You will not be turned. If you hear something strange, I think that's a frog, by the way. This is a jungle.
So you are in the jungle, Michael. I understand you're in the jungle. Yes.
You also hear
Michael's, a big fan of hummingbirds, and he's surrounded by hummingbirds right now who don't ever intend to leave.
It's unbelievable.
They don't ever intend to leave.
30 hummingbirds.
Yes.
Today.
That's where they live, Michael, where you are. All right. So they don't turn anybody back, but do young men come through, single young men with weapons? Have you seen anything like that?
If you come through there with a weapon, you're probably going to get shot. Because the FARC is out there, the guerrillas are still out there, drug cartels are still out there, and when people do get robbed out there, everybody that comes through has stories of eventually they get robbed by people carrying rifles. And so if you show up there with a rifle or whatever, I mean, that's not a good idea.
I saw Centerfront in an AFP video that you sent me. I saw Centerfront processing young men. There was one young man who talked to the French in English, and he said that he came from Palestine. Did you see any Palestinians on your own?
I saw some people that could fit that description, but I didn't speak with them. I saw the man on that video as well, but I saw quite a lot of people today that looked Middle Eastern, you know, but I didn't get a chance to talk with them all. There were so many people boarding up on just army truck after army truck and buses as well.
Right, and they looked delighted to be on the trucks, the snapshots you sent me. Michael, last detail. Is everything you're telling me common knowledge in Panama? Is this on the media that there are thousands of people coming through the jungle headed to Costa Rica and America?
Actually, Darien itself seems to be like a black hole for a lot of Panamanians. They know it's here. They know Panamanians, the Wild West, so to speak, even though it's, you know, not the West. But they know it, but they don't know much about it. It's sort of like asking somebody from San Francisco about West Virginia. I mean, even though it's not far from Panama City, it really is out here, and people just don't come here much. And so, it is kind of a black hole. Although it is on the news when, for instance, a few weeks ago, a group of Haitians attacked some of the Centerfront people on the Costa Rican border and then escaped. That was Medese's group, actually.
Right.
And they escaped up, and they had to walk about a day. They got to Costa Rica. Costa Rican authorities picked them up, sent them back to Panama. Panamanian authorities then out-processed the Haitians and sent them back to Costa Rica, who then sent them forward to Nicaragua, then they went to Honduras and Guatemala, and right now they're in Mexico. They're in Tapachula, Mexico.
We will follow Michael Yan and his hummingbirds as best we can as he makes his way back north through the refugee camps, headed to the north like everyone else to follow the story of the Great Migration. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.